at 11 years of age, I had a cousin who was murdered on the day of his brother's wedding. He was getting ready to go to the wedding, and I suppose the knock at the door, and him presuming it was a slip for the wedding, it was actually gunmail. And then that's when I was 16, I had a 69-year-old aunt who was murdered in her bed. In 1989, I was told that actually the files and went missing. So actually, as a father of six children, I had to sort of contend with my own way of actually defence in my own house. Unfortunately, I'd say to live behind steel shutters might seem a terrible thing, but it's a sense of security. It's that your children can't sit and watch television. They can't sit on the furniture without sitting below window level in fear of attack. The gate on the stairs is, I'd say, to slow anyone down from coming up the stairs. It is about 6 foot in height, so it is, and has a sunk mortar slack. At times when people were sledgehammering their way into houses, I've seen this as a measure of slowing, say, any of these attackers down, if they were able to get into my house to kill myself or its members of my family. And unfortunately, it does become a way of life to my children. Well, actually, the fear is, actually, the thing that first came to me after the killing of my aunt. It's when I realised that these people can come from other districts and stalk the streets and randomly kill anyone who they want. And it was standing in the house alone the day after my aunt was killed. Actually, this realisation came to me that it was bad, like, and it's sort of a feeling that I have, it's sort of, okay, like, never let your guard down, you know. It may be a long time before the gate comes off, because I need, I'd say, to know there's a police force out there that is going to defend me as much as it's going to defend anyone else, and is going to react as quickly to defend me as it would to defend anyone else.